What's going on, Dave?
I'm doing the HOA billing.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
I guess so. I'm not sure it's wise for you to be here alone doing that. I mean, I appreciate you doing the billing, but after this morning's events, and I'm just a little concerned for where you're at. You know, from my opinion, what you guys did out in the parking lot today is dissension. And Paul is pretty clear in Titus 3 that your actions today, it's sin, and he calls it that. And we can have differences of opinion. And I talked about this at the elders meeting. I encourage you guys, look, we can disagree on things, but dissension is wrong.
Well, my heart is with the church and making sure that it succeeds with what I can do. If I ask Alan to, after church, I sent him a text and asked him what involvement does he want me to be in the church's finances. I feel my heart's still there. I can stop doing this, but this is gonna. I don't know if anybody knows how to do it. No, I've never told anybody.
Okay, and I understand that. I just think it puts you in a bad situation if you're here by yourself. I don't have a problem if you do it when I'm here. But I think with like I said, with what happened today, it just doesn't smell right, doesn't look right. And I think there just needs to be some accountability for your sake. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it probably does, because if you think that I would take one nickel from this church,
I never said that.
Right, but yeah,
I never said that, and I don't think that you would.
Yeah, I don't want anything done.
Because I know your heart, Dave.
Yeah, well, I've got about. I would like to just do these three invoices, and I got the deposit for Elaine to deposit.
Okay,
and then I'm out of here.
Okay, and that's fine.
And I'm leaving tomorrow. I won't be back for the rest of the year. So
okay.
You know, if you don't want me to do it, I'll.
It's not what I said. What I said was I think you need to be careful about when you're here. And
that's fine. Do you want any? I'll ask you. Do you want any help with the year-end financials, or do you want me to walk away? I mean, because I'm doing it for the church. I'm not doing it for you. We've got a disagreement, and if you want it, then it's fine. I mean, I'll give you the keys, and I'll never come back here again. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, well, that's not what I'm asking for. I'm just asking for integrity, and I'm asking for all of us to be safe. And what I'm saying is that after today's events, after the show that you put on and Chuck put on in the parking lot, I just think you need to be careful, because what you clearly...
But were you at the parking lot?
I can see out windows.
Yeah, I got stopped.
Okay, well, a lot of people came in because you guys lingered out there. And you know what? I wasn't there. But I also heard people come in. And that's dissension. That was dividing the church. And I know that you guys love the church and understand that. But that...
Yeah. Well, Chuck handed me his resignation letter. And I said, the whole conversation, my conversation was, Chuck, I refuse to give this to Alan today. I still hold out hope that we're going to be able to work through this. And would you please come in? And he refused to come in. That's what the majority of my conversation was about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't even know the girl, the lady's name. Never mind. Yes, whoever the young, she's been going here for quite a while, has a young daughter. You know, she asked her about coming on Thursday night. No, she's got ballet or tumbling or something on Thursday night. And,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, then other than Andrea saying goodbye to some of her friends, she's not mm-hmm. going to be able to see. That was the extent of my conversation. I did not advance forward to converse with anybody in the church. I, as well as I could, I honored Elaine's ask, which, yeah, it's not right. And she specifically said something about Lisa Blank, and I laid those flashlights down. Next thing you know, Lisa Blank was... Right, so I've got boxing gloves in the car. I'm ready to go get my boxing gloves. I said, I don't think that's the right thing to do. But anyway, so somebody had already talked to Lisa before I got to my seat. And If you notice, I went over to my seat and sat down.
Yeah, and that's fine. But I also know you guys were out there for 15 minutes. And you know, I wasn't there, so I didn't hear conversations. I just heard things coming in. And I just want you to know that according to Titus 3:10 and 11, if we're going to be a church that's biblical, I warned you guys at the elders' meeting to watch it, to not cause dissension, and this is the second time, and I'm just warning you guys, and according to our membership, the old bylaws, if you're a member in good standing, then that doesn't happen, and that puts you out of bad standing if it happens again, and it'll revoke your membership.
And then what?
Well, then when it comes time to January 5th, you won't have a voice. And that's not my doing, okay?
Yeah.
That's the way our bylaws are set right now.
Yeah, but this is what got the church, this is Mark Dobler all over again. This is what got the church in trouble, part of what got in trouble with him, with having a pastor that was an elder. And, you know, my opinion and the opinion of several is you shouldn't be a voting member. You should be answering to the elder board. Granted, we don't have enough, but, you know, we scratched around. You could probably find, I think you need 5. You know, 3 doesn't seem to cut it, but I think we need 5 independent people that you report to.
But that's not the way our bylaws are written. And if that is the way that you want the bylaws written, then that has to go through the whole process. And the reality is I'm an elder, and Chuck is an elder and who has resigned, Alan's an elder. We're supposed to have elders, and that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So if the congregation doesn't want their pastor an elder, then the bylaws have to be changed. But this is, I mean, you have bylaws in order to handle things like this. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way we operate. Whether the people like it or not, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even talking about bylaws. I'm talking about a spiritual thing, is what Scripture says. And I think you guys need to be careful. For your spiritual health, you need to be careful. Because this change has nothing to do with theology. And I know you keep putting me in Dobler's thing, and I think you've transferred some of your anger and angst with Mark and Leslie on Jill and I.
Well,
okay. But you this is the third time now that you said this is just like Dobler, and the other day you said no, you're just like Mark, okay? So you've clearly transferred some of those things over to me. I have not sinned, and if I have, call it out, and I'll confess it, and I'll resign if I need to. If I've been theologically wrong, call it out, I'll confess it if I need to. If I've done anything that has caused financial, you know, ruin, like stealing, like what Mark did, anything, call it out. If there are problems along that line, call it out. But at this point, I haven't done anything except try to help the church and try to get us to a place where we're fulfilling the mission that God has called us to do. And we've talked about it multiple times in elders' meetings that, and you and Chuck have agreed that we are not sustainable on Sundays. It won't be. It just isn't sustainable. And we're really not reaching unchurched people. And so we're just trying to make some change in order to do what the church is called to do. If that is theologically wrong, let's talk about it. It's a difference of opinion. And we can be okay differing with opinion. But it certainly isn't worth raising a ruckus over and creating dissension. It's not, for as much as you guys love the church, you guys are the one that are killing it. I'm not walking around saying anything bad about you. I'm not saying anything bad about the church.
It's all over Thursday night. Don't you see that?
I do see that because it is a change that is going to put us... It widens the net so that more people can come to Christ. And isn't that what the church is supposed to do? Have the widest net possible? And if people just aren't able and willing to go to Sundays, but are willing to go to midweek...
Where's the care and the love for... The Becky Schultzes and the people.
There's no animosity towards those people. There is a lot of care and love.
Joel.
No, I'm not.
There is a lot of care and love for them. It breaks my heart that some of these people, and look, Becky, she's already verbalized the fact that she has a hard time getting here on Sunday. She's been thinking about getting to a church in her local community because it is just too hard for her to drive. So she already sees the options. And this is even before discussion on Thursday. She's been talking about not coming. Okay? The love and, if there were no options for anybody to worship in a community on Sunday, if we were killing all the churches, then yeah, it's a different story. The love and concern is we are celebrating what God has done here in the past. We are celebrating that there's lots of opportunities for people to attend worship on Sunday. We are grieving the fact that there are no opportunities for people who can't go on Sunday. All right? It has nothing to do with we don't care about people. It has everything to do that we do care about people. And again, I told you this Wednesday, I know your heart's big. I know it's huge, and I'm pleading to that heart to say, open your heart up to the gospel and getting as being a church that is able to reach people that other churches can't. That's all I'm asking you to do. I'm not asking you to, you know, Anyway, I just think you need to be careful. I've got a couple things I got to bring in, and I got to take care of a couple things. But I don't. If you can help us finish up the financials, and that's fine. I'll let Alan kind of direct you in terms of what he feels is appropriate. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I prefer it that way anyway. Yeah, I saw this check this morning. I grabbed the mail and saw the check, and know what I'm gone all next week, so I just I'll run in so Elaine can make the deposit, and then it's like, oh crap, we need to bill them for the January 1 payments. That's what I'm doing right here is send them the January 1 invoices. It doesn't take me 5 minutes. I haven't been here 5 minutes.
Dave, I trust you, and you need to know that. I trust you financially. Okay, I know we disagree. But our disagreements are on a different level.
Yeah.
Okay? And I hope you hear me in that.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to agree on everything. Republicans and Democrats don't agree on everything. So, but I can still be in the same house with somebody that isn't like that.
Right. Right. But I just, people are going to start asking questions, and if somebody is here who has a disagreement with the church, who's declared that this is their last Sunday and all of that, then I think we just need to be careful of conflict of interest. And like I said, I don't have a problem if I'm here and you're doing the book work, but I think you need to be careful when you're here by yourself. Okay?
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay.